With SRN News, I'm John Scott. One of the world's strongest recorded earthquakes struck Russia's far east early Wednesday, an 8.8 magnitude tremor that caused a tsunami in the northern Pacific region and prompted warnings for Alaska, Hawaii, and other coasts south toward New Zealand. BBC correspondent Shema Khalil reports there were fears concerning a vulnerable nuclear reactor in Japan.
TEPCO, the company which operates the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, has said that all workers have been evacuated, adding that there were no abnormalities reported so far. The power plant suffered a nuclear meltdown in 2011, following a huge earthquake and tsunami disaster.
And the late word now is the worst appears to have passed for many areas, including the U.S., Japan, and affected parts of Russia. But Chile raised its tsunami warning to the highest level for most of its lengthy Pacific coast. Three people died when a huge explosion tore through a Nebraska biofuels plant in Fremont. Firefighters battling smoke and flames smoldering in that wreckage for nearly a day. The blast happened around noon on Tuesday. The Senate confirms a former lawyer for Donald Trump in an appeals court judge.
By a 50-49 vote, senators confirmed Emil Bovey for a lifetime appointment as a federal appeals court judge. A former federal prosecutor in the Southern District of New York, Bovey was on Trump's legal team and defended Trump in his two federal criminal cases. Confirmation came despite Democratic attempts to stop his nomination. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley defended Bovey.
Mr. Bovey has a strong legal background and has served his country honorably.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Stocks are higher, the Dow up 38 points, and the NASDAQ composite adding 88. This is SRN News. Washington State will no longer report assisted suicide numbers.
Disability activists and pro-life advocates are crying foul over the decision by the government, saying it seems as though authorities want to hide the growing dimensions of the controversial Death with Dignity program. Critics also point out that the law legalizing assisted suicide in Washington requires the state to make annual statistical reports. Government officials say it costs too much money to provide the annual numbers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany's top prosecutor has filed charges against a Syrian man in connection with a stabbing attack at Berlin's Holocaust Memorial back in February that seriously wounded a Spanish tourist. The suspect sought to use the crime as a way of being admitted to ISIS. He allegedly sent a photo of himself to the terrorist group before the stabbing to give the militants the opportunity to claim responsibility for the crime. This is SRN News. Senate Republicans are moving swiftly to clear hurdles in their effort to pass a set of spending bills before the August recess and get the ball moving toward avoiding a government shutdown in 2 months. Bernie Bennett with more.
Appropriators are crafting a three-bill package that covers full-year funding for the Departments of Agriculture, Veterans Affairs, Commerce, Justice, the Food and Drug Administration, Rural Development, Military Construction, and Science Agencies. Both chambers have fallen behind on their funding work, and appropriators are eager to put some bipartisan points on the board before the September sprint to avoid a shutdown that will greet them when they return from recess. Republicans took a major step Tuesday by clearing two key holes on the package, giving them a clear path on their side as they await word from Democrats on what they hope will be a bipartisan effort to get the measure across the finish line in the coming days. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Another check on Wall Street, the Dow up 24 points and the NASDAQ composite adding 84. More at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.